Right about now, it is time to check in with my man, Lance Zeman, to find out what's happening in the world of showbiz with this week's Entertainment Report. What's happening, Lance?
Dookie, Joyous Celebration have just turned 25. In music years, it means that they've dropped their 25th album. What started off as a response to the quieter music scene in 1996 is now an internationally acclaimed gospel supergroup. This is a big deal anywhere, and Motown Gospel are on board to release their music in the US. Joyous was started by three friends. The members are numerous and ever-changing, as the group is known for being a platform for musicians to make a name for themselves. 25 albums later, and they're still going strong. And Bruno Mars is entering the world of gaming through Fortnite. He has choreographed new dance moves that's available through the item shop. This might just blow up on TikTok, buddy. The Mars Icon Series emote is done to the sounds of his Silk Sonic tune with Anderson Puck, Leave the Door Open, and it looks like Uncle Bruins is going to teach us all how to swag this thing. That is, if we can get off the couch. And in some other bites, the Isley Brothers remind us all what's important right now with the release of their new track, Friends and Family. Snoop Dogg features via a video chat on the fantastic music video. Snoop has also been announced as a mega mentor on the current season of The Voice, where he'll mentor the remaining artists who have made it through the battle rounds. The late Naya Rivera, who died in a drowning accident last year, will posthumously lend a voice to Catwoman in an upcoming animated movie, Batman The Long Halloween. She completed her voice work on the project just before her death. And Elvis, the graphic novel, is available to pre-order on Amazon as a limited deluxe hardcover edition that comes complete with a blue suede slipcase. The graphic novel covers Presley's career from his Memphis roots right up to his reign as the king of rock and roll. And it's the middle-aged superhero movie that we've all been waiting for. Melissa McCarthy and Octavia Spencer have teamed up for the comedy Thunder Force. It tells the story of two childhood friends who reunite to protect their city. So much needed goofy fun and lighthearted humor right here, buddy. Just FYI, McCarthy and Spencer have been lifelong friends way before since either of them were famous. Thunder Force is distributed by Netflix, and it's my streaming pick of the week. And that's all I got for you, buddy. Stay safe, stay strong, stay hot, and I'll catch up with you next week.
All right, thank you so much. That was Lance Zeman with this week's Entertainment Report. And remember, you can download the podcast of the Entertainment Report at the Apple iStore, the Google Play Store, as well as SoundCloud, thanks to the good folks at Solid Gold Podcast. You're listening to the hottest party on the radio, The Weekend Party, with me, the Mad MC, Shane the Duke Wellington, right here on Hot 91.9, and Lizzo is up next.
Hot 91.9.